Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 3rd of March, recording at 8:53 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Stock markets are generally steady. India had another good day. The European stock markets are all higher, with the exception of Switzerland, which was down just a tiny bit. And the Americas, well, Wall Street's up a tiny bit, down a fraction, tiny bit on Brazil. The others are steady. Long-dated government bonds, in terms of bond prices, a tiny bit of drift here today, but we're talking about very small fractions. And the dollar is weaker here today, currently down 546 ticks on the dollar US dollar index. That brings it down to 79.95. It has pushed the euro back up to 137. And sterling also a bit of a bounce. Let me find the ES back up to 151. Now, precious metals are firmer, although well off their highs. Gold, as I speak, is up 445 at 1139.15, but it had been up to nearly 145. But again, all a bit on the upside. And industrial metals are also a bit firmer. And nickel has been barnstorming recently, and it's up another $605. Takes it up to 22,845. Here today. And crude is back above the $80 level at 80.85 as I speak. And that's pretty much it here. Not too much action in the soft commodities, although cattle, feeder cattle and live cattle have been quite strong recently in the meats. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, as I've been saying on a daily basis, that we have seen a good response since the correction reached the trend mean, the medium-term trend mean, represented by the rising 200-day moving averages for major indices. Now, most stock market indices have stayed above those 200-day moving averages, and it's only where there's been a real crisis, Greece, for example, that we have seen breaks beneath those 200-day moving averages. And what has been impressive and remains impressive is that stock market indices have moved steadily higher in the last 3 weeks or so from those rising 200-day moving averages. So that increases the odds that this is just another normal correction, albeit somewhat reminiscent of what we saw in 2004, as I've mentioned on a number of occasions as well. And the all-important bottom line for investors with long positions of any substance in these markets, and that includes me, is that we can all sleep at night, provided these leading stock markets, Wall Street, China, etc., do not tip back down and challenge, let alone take out, their February reaction lows. I don't think that'll happen, but there are no certainties in markets. But I just don't see what type of event would actually cause that to happen. On my watch list of events that would worry me, I think most of them would be as a consequence of considerably stronger global GDP growth than we see today. And we've got emerging markets purring along nicely for the most part, and certainly the Asian sector is, and the resources producers are, as of the developed economy resources producers. But the OECD markets have been very soft generally, as you know. But I think that they're quite likely to improve going forward. So what I'm saying is that the next real vulnerability among the known knowns that I can see out there for stock markets will be a synchronized global economic recovery that will push up inflationary pressures. We would see that in commodity prices, almost certainly with the crude oil price spiking above this low $80 region, and low 80s region, I should say. And we would also almost certainly see the long-dated government bond yields backing up. So 10-year treasuries, for instance, pushing above that 4% level, which I have said before on a number of occasions would be the equivalent of a amber caution light for me, let alone something up near the 5% plus level, which would be a red flashing warning signal for global stock markets. But we're a long way away from that happening anytime soon, and probably the biggest risk in terms of these factors would be the crude oil price, since demand is bound to be rising. Fortunately, crude is getting competition, receiving competition from the renewables, the various other alternative sources of energy, not least natural gas. But nevertheless, crude is still the major player in here by far, and demand will increase. Now, again, with a little luck, we should see that deferred. In other words, not get a big spike upwards in oil prices at any time soon. Although there's a speculative element in there, and it's that has to be accounted for as well. And I would not be surprised if hedge fund types and other investors decided to buy crude oil, if only because they see copper seeing a strong recovery and other industrial commodities all performing pretty well. It would be a bit of a no-brainer to use the vulgarism to conclude that crude oil will also move up higher at some point. But in terms of the canaries in the coal mine going belly up, as you know, as long as the canary is singing, the situation is quite happy. And we have singing regarding the crude oil, we have singing regarding the long-dated government bond yields. The other factor that I've often mentioned would be should the US dollar look like it was retesting its lows, that might well worry markets and revive concerns of a collapse. Well, as you know, that's not on the table at all right now, because the dollar has been firm since December, since it tested its 2008, I think it was first half 2008 lows, where a small base formed, and therefore it's got a cushion here right now. And the weak currencies have been the euro and sterling, both of which look overstretched. I mentioned that yesterday. Felt that this sentiment was too bearish. Looking at a weekly chart of the US dollar index, okay, it's only Wednesday, but we see two more trading days this week, but we see a potential upside weekly key by the US dollar index. So, again, wrap it all up, and I think we still have a healthy environment for global stock markets, but I'm going to rest my case on the credibility of the February reaction lows. Those really do need to hold now. Otherwise, we would be in some sort of deeper reaction and possibly lengthy drift. I don't think we have the conditions that would lead to any kind of meltdown anytime soon. Okay, what else to mention here? The industrial metals, partly demand, partly stockpiling, as part of that demand, partly speculative activity on the long side, including the covering of some short positions, no doubt, that had been in the market. The sector looks firm. They're in overall upward trends. They are volatile quite often, but again, bullish overall action. The precious metals developments recently have been very, very encouraging. Again, the February reaction lows need to hold, but I think they're quite likely to. And we have gold pushing out. Well, they're all pushing higher in here. And silver's had a pretty good couple of weeks, 3 weeks, I should say. So I'm happy to be long there. Switching back to stock markets for a minute, the weakness of the euro is quite good news for some of these. Some welcome good news for some of these European exporters. I'm thinking of big companies, ArcelorMittal, Siemens, there'll be a whole host of them, but I think I would prefer the ones in France, Germany, Switzerland. No, that's not part of the Eurozone, so it's a hold on Switzerland, although its biggest company, Nestle, has had a terrific overall performance. But the point I wanted to make is that the euro's weakness has created some opportunities for its exporters to outperform on at least a trading basis over the near term. I might consider adding one or two of those to my trading portfolio. And anything else to mention? I think not at this moment. So I'll just say that's a wrap, and all the best to all of you.